Thank you. Good morning to our conference call on the Q1 results. Let's start, as usual, with the highlights, if we can call that highlights. These slight increases of our shareholdings in Rhein-Neckar-Zentrum, Allee-Center Hamm, and Rathaus-Center Dessau from January 1st to 100%. We bought these shareholdings for a total amount of 15 million euro and now have got nine shopping centers that are 100% owned by Deutsche EuroShop. That's more or less what happened in the first quarter. The retail turnover, always an interesting question from your side. We had a like-for-like sales growth of retailers of 2%. Outside Germany, the properties outside Germany, they showed a like-for-like growth in sales of 5.3%. All in all, the absolute turnover development, Germany was +11.8% due to the extensions in Dresden, Main-Taunus-Zentrum, as well as A10. Outside Germany, we saw an absolute turnover plus of 5.9%. The key figures, you can see those here. I want to point out the FFO on this slide, which moved up by 25% to 0.45 now in the first quarter of 2012, and the EPRA earnings moved up by 26% to 0.34. The equity ratio was stable compared to December 2011 and not 2010, what I see here on that slide. Sorry for that. At 45.7%, as well as the LTV is stable at 47%. That is due to only the slight movement in the total assets of +3 million euros. Let's come to the details. On the balance sheet side, as mentioned, total assets moved up by 3.6 million euro only. On the non-current asset side, the plus was 2 million, which is mainly due to the final works at A10. On the other side, current assets moved up by 1.6 million, which is due to higher liquidity. Equity increased by 4 million, the group equity by 15.4 million, and in turn, the non-controlling interests reduced by 11.4 million, which was due to the shareholdings in Rhein-Neckar, Hamm, and Dessau, which we purchased from January 1st. The liability side, more or less unchanged, only little movements on that side. Profit and loss account. Revenue increased by 17% to 51.9 million euro. The property operating and management cost increased to 5.4 million. Cost growth was 10.3% compared to 9.6% in the prior year. Net operating income increased by 16% to 46.6 million euro. Other operating income were almost 700,000 euro higher than in the prior year. That is mainly due to a currency gain of 600,000 euro that is included in that figure. Corporate costs were lower, 130,000 euro lower than in the first quarter of 2011, mainly due to lower financing fees that we paid this year. Overall, EBIT increased by 19% to 45.9 million euro. Net finance cost increased by 2.3 million to 21.4 million euro. I will explain that in a minute. Measurement gains and losses this quarter was a measurement loss of 0.9 million, 500,000 euro more than in the first quarter of 2011. These 900,000 euro consist of IFRS 3 measurement losses of 0.3 million and investment costs of 0.6 million. All in all, EBT rose by 23% to 23.6 million, and the consolidated profit by 24% 16.5 million euro. The tax rate was more or less unchanged compared to the first quarter of 2011, close to 30%, mainly deferred taxes as always. Revenue bridge. Due to the extensions of Dresden, MTZ, and A10, plus the Magdeburg acquisition, we had a plus in turnover of 7.2 million euro. Like-for-like increase in rents was +0.9% or 300,000 euro. There you need to know that always the first quarter is influenced by the final settlement of the turnover rents of the prior year. All in all, Q1 turnover 51.9 million euro. Net finance cost interest expense increased by 1.4 million euro. We have paid higher interest due to the extensions of A10, MTZ, and Dresden. On the other side, we had lower interest paid due to the refinancing of mainly Main-Taunus-Zentrum and Dresden, but also of Harburg. Finally, we had new debt, long-term debt for Billstedt that was raised during 2011, and we had Magdeburg in our books, which is fully debt financed for the time being. The minority profit share increased by 900,000 euro compared to the prior year, and that is only due to the opening of the Main-Taunus-Zentrum extension, where profit increased quite remarkable, and that overcompensated the profit share of the minorities we acquired in Hamm and Rhein-Neckar-Zentrum, as well as in Dessau. Overall, net finance costs were 21.4 million euro in the first quarter of 2012. The EBT bridge, very simple. Valuation result was 0.6 million lower than in 2011, and the increase in operating profit was 5 million euro or 26% to 23.6 million euro. Same on the profit bridge side. The valuation result after taxes amounted to 0.4 million euro as the difference to compare to 2011. The increase on the profit side was 3.45 million or 26.1% to 16.5 million euro in the first quarter. All in all, the results are partly in line as far as turnover and EBIT is concerned, and above our budget as far as the bottom line is concerned. That's why we now increase already our guidance for the EBT without valuation and the FFO by 4% and expect now revenues still of 207 million-211 million euro and EBIT of 177 million-181 million. EBT without valuation +4 million to 94 million-97 million, and the FFO per share +0.06 to 1.70-1.74. The outlook is positive as the German economy is still strong and consumers fortunately spend their money. Our trade tax issue is still work in progress, and it will certainly take this year to get a clear picture how the tax authorities view our case. The refinancing conditions remain very favorable. We expect to close the Magdeburg long-term refinancing, 60 million euro, within the next four weeks, and we are working on an early refinancing for the debt on the Kassel property, 67 million euro until October. If we would fix these loans today, we would expect an interest rate that is below 3.25% on a 10-year scheme. We follow acquisitions, but we really don't know if it comes to a deal as we are living in a highly competitive environment. Nevertheless, we look at acquisitions and hopefully we are successful but it's very difficult to give here a clear answer on that. And that's very much, in short, the results on Q1, and I'm happy to answer your questions now. Operator?
Thank you. And the first question comes from Remco Simon from Merrill Lynch.
Good morning, gentlemen. Just a question on your last comment about looking at potential acquisitions. You previously indicated that you probably first want to resolve the tax issue before you might look at further acquisitions. Does this mean that you're now feeling a bit more comfortable about that and therefore are willing to look at further expansion, or what has changed in that, or how should we interpret that?
Well, we're looking more on foreign investments than German investments, where the trade tax issue doesn't matter.
Okay, clear. Has there anything changed in the Polish markets in that respect, given your previous comments in earlier calls that Poland was a bit overheated, and is that cooling down now in your view, or?
No, no, it's not cooling down, but nevertheless, I mean, we've seen 10% like-for-like sales growth in Gdańsk. It shows that the Polish market is still in good condition.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you. And your next question comes from Thomas van der Meij from Kempen.
Good morning, it's Thomas Kempen. Actually, two questions from my side. First of all, your turnover is actually pretty decent and strong in the first quarter. However, there's clearly some fluctuation between like the 15% change in sports and the -5% of electronics. Do you expect to see the same trend in the remainder of the year?
If I knew how consumers behave, I could answer this question. It is always very strange if you go through the details. If you look at the fashion retailers, for example, with plus 2.9%, and I give that as an example, there is a huge difference between all the retailers. Very strong for the first quarter. In the first quarter, were the larger retail stores like Pick and Kloppenburg, H&M, the Inditex Group. They had a fabulous first quarter, whereas the smaller stores, mono label fashion retailers and smaller fashion retailers, had a very average quarter. So this gives you an impression, perhaps, sports went terribly good for whatever reason in the first quarter. I don't have any specific reason why that happened, and it's difficult to give a view whether this will take place also in the second, third, and fourth quarter. On the other side, the electronic markets, most of them had a minus, but there are also some electronic markets that traded with a plus. So that might change within the remaining part of the year, but there could be also a trend. It's too early to really judge that.
Okay, thank you. And then on the development abroad, you indicated like it's more than 5% in the plus. Is there a specific center that contributed to this performance?
Yeah, well, that is the big Galleria Bałtycka in Gdańsk, which I mentioned had a 10% plus. Fortunately, Page had a 5.5% plus. And those two mainly contributed to that. Austria was only 2.6%, but that is already on a rather high level, but still it had a 2.6% plus.
Great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Next question is from André Remke of Baader Bank.
Good morning, Ms. Wöge. A couple of questions. First, to start with the cost of debt. What is your current cost of debt following the 4.6% at year-end and probably including the new planned financing for Kassel and Magdeburg. The second question is on Page. Are there any changes in, let's say, terms of tenant movements? Can you give us an update on that? And the last question is, you mentioned the last time one center in Poland could be probably up for sale. Are there any new considerations on that?
Well, as far as the cost of debt is concerned, including now the refinancing of the second part of the Dresden debt, we are now down to 4.51%. Magdeburg is not fixed yet, as well as Kassel is not fixed yet, so it's not included there. So again, we are down by eight basis points compared to December of 2011. As far as Peach is concerned, I mentioned we saw 5.5% plus in turnover, like for like, but on a euro base, it was a slight decrease of less of a percent, but nevertheless, the burden for the tenants, as far as the rent is concerned, has not changed that much. And again, we've seen there also that the larger retail tenants had quite good quarter, whereas the smaller ones, they are stagnating and they need to increase their turnover in order to get really along with the rent. So there is some pressure on that still, but it is all in all, we are not talking about big amounts, but Hungary is still on watch on that. And as far as Poland is concerned, well, I can't comment on that any further compared to what I've already said on that.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks.
And the next question is from George Kandas of West LB.
Yeah, I have still a question on the trade tax issue. You said it might take this year to find a solution. So more or less what you said is then for this year you don't expect a change. This means more or less, would this mean that there is a tax ratio of about 30% like in the first quarter? And, or could there be an earlier solution?
Well, as far as 20, well, there is no silly question to mention that first. There are only silly answers. But as far as the trade tax issue is concerned, I think we try to say that always, that we couldn't solve it for 2012 anyhow, because we need to fulfill the requirements for this trade tax exemption on January 1st. So 2012 will stay as in the first quarter. I expect that the tax rate will somewhere close to 30%, as the German tax rate, including trade tax, is 32%. And in turn, we have lower tax rates outside Germany. So on average, we come up with 30%, and that might be more or less the tax rate for the remaining part of the year. But as you know, most of it is so far deferred taxes. And if we solve that trade tax issue, that will be the solved later on.
But you don't expect. Yeah, but it's not reasonable to assume this solution for 2012, or is it?
Well, the problem is that we have got a tax office that is extremely slow, and we can't force them to work a little faster. Although they know that it is very important for us because we are a listed company and we have got a lot of analysts and investors that ask us for that, but they don't care for that, unfortunately. And we try to help them and move them a little further, but it is somewhat frustrating these talks. I'm not in that discussion that is done by our tech guys. And they are already a little frustrated because it's a little unusual, that tax office we have got, but it is the one that is responsible for Deutsche EuroShop.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
And the next question comes from Martin van der Weyden of Rabobank.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. This is Matthijs van Einde speaking. I got one question on your vacancy. In your previous presentation, you mentioned that your vacancy could increase to 1.5%. Yeah, could you give an update on this?
Well, there nothing has changed on that.
Okay.
So far.
Okay. And what about one of
most of the vacancy refers to the pitch. Well, we'll cut that vacancy, and on the other side, the office space in Dresden, and out of the letting status is about 20% of the office space that is available. All in all, we are talking about 700 square meters. That doesn't change the vacancy rate on the whole portfolio, and that still takes quite a bit of time to lease out office space in Dresden.
Okay, thank you. One final question. What is your current situation in the arcade center in Hungary?
Well, we already had that question before, but I'm happy to answer it again. We have seen 5.5% turnover plus sales plus there in the first quarter on a for rent basis. On an euro basis, it was a slight decrease of less than 1%. The larger retailers developed quite well, whereas the smaller retailers were more stagnating or had a minus. So the pressure on the smaller retailers hasn't changed, and it is still on watch. But vacancy hasn't increased there so far. At least that's what we can say. But we hope that the situation will get more positive in the coming month. But it's a question of sales there.
Okay, thank you. That was it.
Thank you. And the next question comes from Peter Papadakos of Green Street Advisors.
Good morning, Mr. Berger. I have three questions, please. On starting maybe with a question posed by related question posed by Remco previously, with regards to maybe you changing your view a little bit on Poland. Could it also be that you're becoming a bit more positive because your share price is quite high and it's above NAV and you wouldn't be as much in doubt to issue equity at this high price now than maybe 6 months ago? That's my first question. And then two further questions. One on maybe some sort of a guidance on releasing spreads for 2012. So expiring rents, what is the likely uplift that you are able to see, and whether there will be some asset level management and tenancy management, and what kind of releasing spreads you'll be able to get. And then the third question relates specifically to Main Taunus and to Dresden. Insofar as, have you seen any visible effects of the Apple there boosting sales turnover for other tenants within those centres. So trying to understand what is the Apple effect for centres in Germany as we see positive trends in other countries when Apple enters centres. Thank you.
Starting with the last question, Main Taunus Zentrum as well as Dresden, I was surprised to realize that Apple had a positive effect on MediaMarkt and Saturn in both cases. That's something which I hadn't expected. The MediaMarkt at Main Taunus Zentrum as well as Saturn, they both are trading with a plus, although there is Apple that takes some market from some turnover from them, or should take some turnover from them. Overall, both properties develop very favorable. In Dresden, we saw 56% plus in sales and 10% plus on a like-for-like basis. In Main-Taunus Centrum, the influence is a little lower because it has had it was that big extension, but nevertheless, we have 29% plus in Main-Taunus Centrum in turnover. And on a like-for-like basis, it was in line with the average 2% which we've seen in the market or in the rest of the portfolio. As far as leasing spreads are concerned, I must admit that I can't answer that question. We haven't had much releasing activities in the first quarter. And as you know, sometimes it's a plus, sometimes it's a minus. Overall, it is not mentionable. So I haven't looked at that very much in detail. And as far as Poland is concerned in connection with an equity issue, as you know, this is independent from each other. Only if an acquisition makes sense, we would take it independently, whether the share price is high or not. But I must admit, I'm happy about that share price. It would enable us to raise equity more easily than if the share price would be at 20. But that's all. That's the only influence that has on that.
Okay, thanks very much.
And the next question is from Serge Demirjian from Natixis.
Yes, good morning, Mr. Gbege, Serge Demirjian from Natixis. Also, maybe a follow-up on this question on reversion. Maybe can we talk about indexation? If we look to the 0.9% like-for-like, is it all coming from indexation? And maybe can you precise what is the level of like-for-like in Germany and outside Germany, if you have this figure?
Well, the like-for-like outside Germany was 1% more than that here. It's more, in Gdansk we had a 1.3%, in Klagenfurt a 2.1%, in Pech we had a minus 1%. So on average, it's 1% plus, and within Germany, that goes from minus 3% to plus 5.6%, broad variety, because, as mentioned, there is an influence of the final settlement of the turnover rent of the prior year. And that influence diminishes over the quarters, but it has an influence on the first quarter.
All right. Another question on this trade tax issue. Does this change anything on your view or Otto's family's view on the REIT status, G-REIT status in Germany, or not at all? Is it still you don't want, because there's a lot of deferred tax to pay, so that's why you don't want to adopt the G-REIT?
It won't change it. It won't change the view, because it would cost us all the deferred taxes all in once.
Okay, but then in the future there would be no issue anymore on the tax.
That is correct. But as long as we don't sell a property, we have got 200 million interest-free debt on our balance sheet. And longer term, that is more favorable for our shareholders, I think.
Last question. You mentioned that you increased the shareholdings in some centers for 15 million. Who is selling?
Well, private individuals.
Private individuals.
We have got there in place.
And the disposal price is based on appraisals of end of the year?
Otherwise we wouldn't have seen a loss of 0.3 million euro on that. It was hard work to convince them to get out of that.
All right. Okay. Thank you very much.
Next question is from Kai Klose of Berenberg Bank.
Yes, very good morning. Also, a follow-up question on the higher stake in the Swedish shopping centers, 100% stake now. Would you expect to buy some further stake in some other malls, like Magdeburg, for example, or is it not in consideration so far?
Currently, it is not in consideration. medium term that might be the case, but short term we don't discuss anything on that.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Next question is from Burkhard Sawatzki of Kepler.
Yes, good morning. One question on your dividend statement. You pointed out that you are confident that you can maintain your dividend also for 2012, which is a rather cautious statement. Should we view it more as a minimum dividend you aim to pay, or is this really your goal to go for a stable dividend for 2012, and what would be the reason for keeping it stable given that you have a rising FFO per share?
Well, as always, I can repeat that again and again. Our view on that is the dividend of the past is the minimum dividend for the future. First statement, second statement. For years, we try to explain that we are cautious on that because the tax status of the dividend changes, and either it starts in 2013 or 2014. We can't say that precisely today because it depends on how the results develop, the taxable results develop, and in case part of the dividend becomes taxable, we then won't to try to compensate the negative tax effect of 25% withholding tax by a respective increase in the dividend. And the higher the dividend base is, the lower or the less possibility we have got to compensate that.
Okay, so then we should expect a rising dividend for 2013 instead of for 2012. This is a more realistic assumption.
Well,
for 2012, it should be completely tax-free again for German private investors.
That's not sure. We are close to taxable part of a dividend.
Okay, understood. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
And the next question is from Steven Van Veren of Petercam.
Yes, good morning, Herr Berger. I'm Stefan here. Two small questions. The first one with regards to the refinancing on Magdeburg and Kassel. You said that you would achieve, say, a rate of 3.25%. Is that including all costs of hedging and whatsoever?
It's fixed interest.
Fixed interest. Okay. And the other thing is, do you see any serious investors still being active in the Hungarian market for shopping centers?
No.
Or is that market completely, you know, dry?
I would say it's completely dry.
Completely dry, okay.
I haven't seen anything in the past 12 months.
Okay, because what kind of yields do you see
Well, I don't see anything. That's why I wouldn't consider an acquisition in Hungary at all.
Okay. No way to benchmark it. Okay, that's all. Thank you so much.
As a reminder, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. And we are waiting for the next question. So there are no further questions.
Okay. Thank you very much. And hope to see you soon. Bye-bye.